James Kincaid, a.k.a. Bimbo Jimbo, here for the Best Damn Nerd Show, Lucha Lowdown. I am being joined by a wrestling legend from one of the most iconic wrestling families around, the Chavo Guerrero of now Lucha Underground. Chavo, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me, brother. I appreciate it, man.
Absolutely. So how are you enjoying San Diego Comic-Con? So
oh, man, this is always awesome. I always love coming and seeing just all the... I call it the freaks because they're just awesome. It's just so cool. Like, I envy these guys. Like, I'm like, I should have dressed them up, you know. But so cool just to see the cool costumes. And I love how anything goes here. You know, there's, like, you have Spider-Man crossed with, like, Iron Man. And it's, like, stuff that you'd never see in real life that they're just it's pretty cool.
How often do you come to Comic-Con? Like, every year thing?
I've been about maybe about five times. And... usually working one of the days, you know, whether it be a signing or a panel or something like that.
Yeah.
And then I enjoy it usually a couple days after that, you know.
Good deal, man. Yeah. Good deal. Well, I want to jump right in. Obviously, Lucha Underground Season 4 is in full swing and everything
for
that.
Sure, man.
And, you know, for us fans of Lucha Underground and everything like that, there was sort of a bit of trepidation in between Season 3
and Season 4.
What was your reaction? How did you get the news? And just, like, how stoked are you that it's continuing on?
You know what? I love the product so much that I love that it's able to continue and thrive. And I hope that it does continue because it's such a good product and it's just a good show. Just something different for – I thought wrestling was getting a little – stale, maybe,
yes.
If you call it. It was just the same thing over and over again. Not that it wasn't good, it was just the same. Sometimes you need to change. And I think that Lucha Underground would change the game a little bit, and then everybody started following suit, you know, a little bit. So,
yeah, for people that maybe aren't as familiar, can you sort of talk to us about how Lucha Underground has taken Lucha Libre and then sort of added its own elements? Like, what is very traditional about it, and what is sort of, you know, not so traditional?
So we definitely took, we borrowed a bunch of people from, like, AAA organization that were luchadors, you know, and kind of incorporated them into a hybrid product, which was kind of like, it's not Lucha Libre, but it's not American wrestling either. It's kind of its own style. It really is. And then we did it with the comic book feel and a really different kind of show, to where we have... there's not two guys that are talking, you know, and like, I'm going to beat you up, you know, in the ring. No, it's like we have backstage, like, scenes to where it's like full, you know, storylines. And it's just really cool, you know, the way that we shoot it. It's just completely different.
How was that for you adjusting to that? You know, coming in, being like, so this is how we're going to do sort of promos, you know, more of these sort of film-like vignettes and everything like that. Was that something you took to immediately, or was you sort of, you know?
It evolved, man. It didn't really start like that. Everybody didn't really know what we had. We all had an idea of what we wanted to do. Like, I did my part, other people did their part. And then the first season, we were still filming the first season when the first episode aired. So after I saw it, man, I got a sneak peek of it. I went back to the wrestlers, and usually it's the wrestlers, the production always trying to keep up with the wrestlers. This time it was different. Like, I went to the wrestlers and said, guys, we need to step it up, man. You got to see this show. It's amazing. Just with what they do with Mark Burnett, with, like, you know, the helicopter flying in over the city and going right into, like, a scene that morphs into a wrestling match, back into another scene. It was just really cool. It was just really different.
You know, and one of the people that we love watching every week and that you've gotten to interact with on several times is Luis Fernandez Gil, who plays Dario Cueto. How's that been working with him, and just sort of how did he take to it?
Well, he's such a great actor anyways. And then the role that he plays, man, he's like, people come up to me all the time. They're like, hey, does that guy really own the organization? When we're doing, like, characters and stuff, it's different.
Yeah.
But I'm like, well, yeah, you know, he does. Man, he just took to it so good. And he's just great at his job, man. He, like, really found that niche of that character and just became such a jerk. But he's almost like Tony Soprano. Like, you love to hate him, but you love him at the same time. You know, he's a good dude, but he's not a good dude. You know?
I really do feel like he sort of reinvigorated the authority figure in wrestling, which, you know, in the Attitude Era, obviously, with Mr. McMahon, everything was, like, as hot as it had ever been in other places, with Eric Bischoff and stuff, just to name a couple. But, you know, it's sort of, like you had mentioned, gotten stale. And then, you know, Dario bursts onto the scene. I'm like, wow, this is all of a sudden, like, fresh again. Did you sort of get that vibe, too, off the bat?
Oh, for sure, for sure. Great writing, you know, with Chris DeJoseph and Christopher Roach. Man, man, just the writing that they do on Lucha Underground is just awesome. And then you got the characters that actually take it to the next level, too. It's great.
So I actually heard you interviewed this morning, and something I didn't know that I learned is that you also are behind the scenes with Lucha Underground as a producer, correct?
Yes.
So how has that been for you, and is compare that to sort of your passion for being in the ring, your passion now to sort of being behind the scenes?
I definitely love creating now. I mean, I love being in the ring, don't get me wrong, it's awesome, but I almost felt like everything that I needed to do, I had kind of done, in the ring. So going behind the scenes and creating, and then when you help some of the wrestlers out and you see them execute your idea, basically, and
yeah.
then you give them pointers, and you see them take your advice and heed your advice, man, it's really cool to see that. And then, just stuff with the directors, and I just love it, man. It's great creating now. It's a little bit different, but I still get that payoff, man. It's like I'm still creating a different aspect of wrestling,
What sort of advice, do you offer the wrestlers and everything like that?
I'm always telling them to slow down.
Slow
down and go and get your face. They're constantly looking because our believers, our fans, we call them the believers, are so into the product. It's easy to lose yourself. So you have the wrestlers will be looking around back and forth, at the fans. And I'm like, guys, you can't do that. You have to stop because the camera's chasing you. We're trying to film you, your face. So stop. Don't worry, the fans will be there, but play to that camera. We need to see your face. That's where your money's at, is your face. So that's like the advice I kind of give these. And a lot of the guys have been wrestling a long time, but have never been told that.
Yeah.
They've never been told. This is stuff that we've learned from Vince McMahon, basically. We've learned, your money. Use your money. Your face is your money.
Very cool. You mentioned the believers. Obviously, the Lucha Underground fans are some of the most passionate that I've seen. I've been a wrestling fan my whole life.
Right.
And, in an era where fans, sort of like to hijack shows now or do things, they are so passionate about the product and sort of are along for the ride more so than I think any other fans. So how has that been for you in the locker room? And just when did you guys sort of know and gals know that you were onto something really special?
You know what? Right from the start, we noticed it. Right when we showed our product and we had some of the same fans came out two or three different times, all of a sudden they were hooked because we gave them a different product. But I equate it to, remember the ECW fans?
Oh, yeah.
That was almost like the third man in the ring or whatever you want to call it. Really, they made those shows even better. And I think our believers make our shows even better because they become, they're part of it, man. They're not cynical and going, I don't want to do that. I don't like this storyline. No, they love everything about it. From the start of the show, when we have one of our lawyers, we call her Sparkles, because she has her bedazzled Lucha sweatshirt. When she's talking, okay, you guys have to know that there may be some, things flying outside the ring. And all the fans wait until she says, and there may be bodily fluids. And all the fans, bodily fluids, bodily fluids. When they do that, it's cool just because they become part of it. It's an experience.
No, I completely agree just in terms of how much they add to the show and everything like that. So what's the temple, new temple in season 4? How does that compare to the old one and just your thoughts on
really,
that?
You know what's really cool? It's I think because our hiatus a little bit, we evolved the temple a little bit. So it's a new location, but set a lot of the same feel, but a lot of different feel. A lot more things to jump off of, more things to hit somebody with, It's really cool, and it's an old ice house, so we really play that off. It really is. We play that off in the actual show, too.
Yeah, it's super cool. I'm looking forward to checking out, hopefully, season 5 and beyond and everything like that. One of the things I really enjoy about your involvement with Lucha Underground is sort of the care they take with the Guerrero name. I mean, you hear it on commentary and everything like that, obviously, in the writing that they recognize that the Guerrero name, if you don't know beyond Chavo and Eddie, they make sure to make you know about what that is. How important and how cool is that for you, just the respect?
Just from the story, the history of Lucha Libre, Guerrero name is very synonymous with that. I'm looking at you with your El Santo shirt on, and he's actually the original El Santo is my dad's godfather,
which I did not know,
and my grandfather's ex-partner, and his finish was El Caballo, which is the camel clutch. Basically, my grandfather invented that move and gave it to El Santo as El Santo's finishing move because he liked it so much. So Guerreros are very, very enthralled in the history of Lucha Libre. So to have Lucha Underground recognize that, that's pretty cool. It's an honor.
Do you see Lucha Underground sort of bringing Lucha Libre to the forefront of, like, maybe fans that haven't been exposed to that? I don't know if you've seen, like, Coco, which is another, you know, right, obviously with Mexican heritage.
Right.
But El Santo has a cameo in that movie. I don't, spoiler if you haven't
right,
seen
right,
it.
Right.
But I just think that's so cool. So how do you see Lucha Underground sort of helping in with that impact?
I think we evolved Lucha Libre in a sense, you know, because Lucha Libre is definitely its own style. It's a beautiful style, but it's just a different style, you know. I think we incorporated Lucha Libre with an American style, and it's like a hybrid. We kind of like created our own style, a Lucha Underground style. It's kind of almost Lucha Libre with rules a little bit, you know what I mean? So, but there aren't rules. It's kind of weird. It's like, you know, we use the ref definitely more, like, as far as the authority of the ref. But, you know, there's tags. With Lucha Libre, typically there's not, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Once there's different kind of rules. But we kind of hybrided the whole. We knew our audience. We knew our audience wasn't just Lucha Libre fans. It wasn't just American-style wrestling fans. You know, we kind of, we found our niche and created our own little genre, basically. So,
how much fun are you having doing this? Because when I watch, you know, it's great for me because it's reinvigorated me as a wrestling fan. Like, I put my phone down and I'm like locked in, which is hard in 2018
to get a lot of people to do.
But in one thing I see, it just looks like everybody's having fun and is just like really into it in the ring and outside it.
That's one thing that it's definitely fun. It's a lot of work because backstage I'm constantly running around, you know, and trying to help this match and like talk to the camera guys and talk to the directors. But it's a lot of fun. It doesn't feel like work because I'm enjoying what I'm doing, for sure.
So what's a day in the life at the Temple for Chavo Guerrero?
I get there at 9 a.m. First thing you do is we got to have a production meeting, find out what's going on for the day. After that, man, I'm running around and trying to answer 5 million questions of wrestlers and trying to help out with their matches and get across storylines that the writers want to get across. And then after that, you know, if I'm wrestling, I could be wrestling in it also. And then I'm calling a lot of the matches. I'll be on headsets to the director. You know, watch out, this guy might do a flip right now. You know, which side? On the aisle side, you know. So we're constantly, man, it's just busy. And then after that, you know, I'm just running back and forth. It's nonstop. From 9 a.m., to really 10 p.m., I don't stop.
Long days.
Yeah,
but,
for sure.
You
for sure.
Guys are doing a great job. Last one for you. Thanks for taking the time here with us and everything like that. Just can you give us a little tease for what season 4 has to offer the Believers and everything like that, as it compares to other seasons maybe?
Yeah, you know, season 4, man, I think we stepped it up again. It's one of those that, how you've done so much, how can you do stuff different? And we actually did different things. You know, we came up with different storylines and definitely surprises. You know, you're going to see different people, new people that you've seen and haven't seen before. And you keep watching, man. We've got definitely some prizes all the way up to the finale for sure.
Awesome. I can't wait to watch it. Chavo Guerrero.
Thanks, man.
Lucha Libre wrestling legend. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thanks for having me, guys. Viva la raza.